Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello there. This is your host, Reese, and I welcome you to Rap with Reese. Today, I want to talk to you about my weekend. I want to share, first of all, it was a very lovely weekend. I was able to get in some quality time with some friends that I had not seen in a long time Saturday evening. And in doing so, I indulged in a few things that I probably should not have indulged in. I brought a very healthy snack to the party as my contribution, but while I was at the party, it was a cookout type of thing, and my friend loves to grill and put everything on the grill. So there was grilled carrots, grilled green beans. There were great light salads that were, you know, wonderful tomato cucumber dill salad, and all kinds of great healthy things. There were, of course, some meat, some brats, and some pork steaks and things like that. But I ate a very healthy portion of that stuff and ate until I was, you know, satisfied. But then about an hour or two later, I had a piece of crumb cake, and I also had two scoops of vanilla ice cream and a couple of small tablespoons of something called cookie dough, edible cookie dough, whatever. All of it delish. And I have to say, oh, let me add this. I also had two beers, which was not a good idea. Great tasting beer. My friend knows that I don't drink beer, so she tries all kinds of different beers. So she said, Reese, try this. And it was a beer that tastes like root beer, okay? And you guys know how I feel about soda. It's poison. But I was like, oh, you know, and so I had a couple of the beers. I had two of them. They were delish, but, you know, it wasn't a good thing. I probably could have stopped at one. Well, the irony of the evening is that one of my brothers had to work, so I picked him up from work, and in his workplace, you have to weigh different things. The things that they pick up, they have to weigh them at the end of their shift. And I said, well, I'm going to step on the scale and see where I'm at here. You know, see what's going on. I don't weigh myself a lot. I kind of just go with the flow. I think when you weigh yourself, you're weighing yourself all of the time, it just makes the journey of staying healthy and getting healthy agonizing, I think. So, though I have a scale in my house, it's down in the basement, and I hop on it every blue moon. So, anyway, I hopped on the scale, and the scale said 152. Well, I'm about 5'1 and something. And I said, ooh, 152, that's a little juicy for my height. So, I said, we're going to have to work on this here this fall. We're going to have to work it out. I have to say that when I look in the mirror, I just thank God for a healthy body, you know, from head to toe. And I didn't think anything looked too out of place. But, you know, sometimes it's good to get on the scale and see where you're at. My brother said, well, most of that's muscle. I'm like, no, I think some of it's, you know, juice. You know, I think it's some fluff. I think it's some extra stuff here that shouldn't be here. So I said, wow, you know, I probably need to go back to keeping a daily food journal and really looking at what I'm, you know, putting in my body, what time I'm putting it in, what's going on with my water intake and things of that nature. So, you know, today I started on the 90-day challenge with It Works product. And so I took the Greens on the Go, which is our alkalizing detox. That twice today. I took Fat Fires with my lunch. Took a ThermoFit prior to that. ThermoFit helps you to burn calories and, you know, cravings, curb your cravings and things like that. It helps you burn more calories. I think I just said that. So I had that, took my daily vitamins and all of that good stuff. So, you know, here at the end of the evening, feeling pretty good, and ended with a wrap and, you know, ready to really start this. And so I shared all that to say sometimes in the health journey there are peaks and there are valleys. Sometimes we have challenges, we slip and we have, you know, a couple of beers that taste like root beer at a party. We have a piece of crumb cake or what have you. Don't beat yourself up for those. Don't beat yourself up when you get on the scale and it's, you know, the number that reads back to you is a little higher than what you thought it would be. You know, don't worry about it. You know, I looked in the mirror after I wrapped and I said, you're doing good, Reese. You're doing good. You know, you if you want to lose 10 pounds, lose 10 pounds. You want to lose 20 pounds, lose 20 pounds. Just be healthy, enjoy life, and take care of your body because this is the only one you've got. But what I find, what I want to really get to in sharing this is that sometimes people in their health journey, maybe you had a period where you lost a lot of weight and you got down to your ideal where you were getting close and then you just were like, maybe you lost your motivation, you lost your focus, life happened, whatever. And then you gained all the weight back plus, you know, some other pounds decided to come on board. I find that people beat themselves up and they say, oh, my God, well, now instead of 80 pounds, I've got to lose 100 pounds now. Oh, it's just too big of a task. It's too hard. I want you to do this, and this might be out of some people's comfort zone. I want you to look at your body naked. Listen to me. Naked. Naked, naked, naked. I want you to look at your body naked in the mirror. And I want you to just say, I love you, body. I love that you hold my heart and my lungs and my liver and my stomach and my intestines and my blood cells and my veins and everything. I love you, body. I don't care if there's stretch marks all over the place, cellulite. I don't care what is going on. I don't care if your stomach is hanging. I don't care if stuff looks wrinkled, saggy, draggy, whatever. Your body is keeping you and has kept you this far. Thank it. I know that for some of you, like Sharice, man, you crazy. I'm not doing that. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it. Because, listen, start to thank and appreciate your body right where it is, right now. You know what? We've been through some things, haven't we, body? We've birthed some kids. We've been married. We've been on trips. We've been through different jobs. We've been through this, that, and the other. And we're still hanging in there. We're still hanging in there, body. This is all right. You know, you all right. I'm going to take better care of you. I'm going to make health my hobby. You know what I'm going to do, body? This week, I'm going to walk 60 minutes. I might break it up into 15-minute increments or whatever, but I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to drink more water for you. I'm going to start with a daily vitamin. I'm going to call Reese up, and I'm going to start ordering a daily vitamin that's going to help. I'm going to get on the greens. I'm going to detox you and get you flushed out. But love it where it is. That's first. You've got to love your body where it is. I said, well, this is not the weight that I expected to pop up here. You know? But I wouldn't have no problem. I thought everything looked just fine, but that's a little too high for my height. So I know that I need to make some adjustments and, you know, get an extra 10, 15, 20 pounds off of me here, okay, so that my body can be in its optimal condition. I want it to just be healthy. But I want you to do that. I want you to look at yourself butt naked in the mirror and just appreciate your body, because your body is thebomb.com, man. It really is. It really is. It has brought you this far. Thank God for the body that you have. It endured giving birth to the kid. It is an instrument and a place of demonstration of the love and devotion that you have to your spouse. Okay? It does your work while you're at work. It helps you to function and operate. It drives you to and from work. Thank your brain. Thank your eyes. Thank your ears. Thank them for what they do and what they do well. Okay? And now you're just going to focus on taking it to the next level. Okay? A whole nother level, which is one of the things, one of the mantras of It Works is life on a whole nother level. I call it next level living. I'm just taking it up. You know, I'm just going to appreciate my body more, and I'm going to take it up. You know, so I want you to do that. Love yourself and create a plan and keep on keeping on. You know, give yourself a goal this week to increase your water intake, to start a daily vitamin, just to exercise for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. What can you accomplish right now to go towards your goal? Don't think about, oh my God, I need to lose 100 pounds, or oh my God, I need to lose 200 pounds or 50 pounds. Think about how you can shed possibly 1 or 2 pounds over the next 2 weeks. Is that feasible? Could you do that? Could you lose 2 pounds in 2 weeks? Probably can, if you focus on it. If you focus on making health your hobby, I bet you can. And I bet in that time you might surprise yourself and lose a little bit more. But have fun. Love yourself and keep on. I'm going to keep on encouraging you. I'm going to keep on sharing my story and my journey and pray that it blesses you along your journey as well. And until we meet again, dear friend, remember this. The best is yet to come. Bye-bye.